Chapter 41. The mayor was all smiles as he greeted Sarah in his private study. He was a jovial, pink, pear-shaped politician with a fringe of curly white hair, a moderate Republican, which of course meant his policies were indistinguishable from those of any urban Democrat. The library had a 16-foot ceiling, wall after wall of oak shelving laden with red leather-bound books, softly glowing in the light of a green-shaded banker's lamp on the mayor's Federalist rosewood desk. A fire crackled in the marble-framed hearth, surmounted by a slab of Vermont granite the size of the Queen Mary, above which a portrait of Jimmy Walker twinkled with a hint of mischief. "Officer Pezzini, thank you for coming. I've heard so much about you, I'm sorry it's taken us this long to meet." She shook the mayor's hand. His palm was surprisingly moist for a politician. Maybe he needed to warm up. "We've been on the same podium several times, Your Honor. Is that right? Can I get you a drink?" "Just water." The mayor went to a sideboard, opened a camouflaged refrigerator and removed a bottle of designer water. He twisted off the cap, poured into a tumbler, added ice with a pair of silver tongs, and a twist of lemon. He indicated a wing-backed red leather chair, brass studs gleaming softly in the firelight. The mayor sat opposite, resting his drink, scotch, and water, on a small round rosewood table. "Is that young man your boyfriend?" A hint of blush crept into Sarah's cheeks. She clasped her hands and mooned. "Oh, gosh, I think he's sweet on me." The mayor laughed. "You are refreshing. The commissioner tells me you're a genuine superhero. That you've got secret powers?" Sarah sipped water and offered a Mona Lisa smile. "Your Honor, incredible luck is my only superpower. That, and good genes. As you know, my father was a cop." "Yes indeed. Vincent Pezzini, one of the brave heroes who gave their lives protecting the citizens of this great metropolis." The phrase tripped off his tongue like a macro key. "Brandon told me about your involvement with the Russian mafia a couple months ago. You're a very brave young woman. I'm putting you in for a mayoral commendation." "That's very kind of you, Your Honor, but a lot of the credit goes to my fellow officers. You're too modest. I guess you know Scott Chalmers was a friend of mine." She nodded. "Here it comes," she thought. "As is Adrian Hecht. The problem is, some people look at these crimes, including your Donnybrook the other night at Hecht Gardens, and think it's part of a terrorist plot to discourage developers in Lower Manhattan." Sarah tried not to do a double take. The Witchblade helped. It had taught her not to alter her heartbeat or emotional temperature lest she trigger a change. "Sir, with all due respect, that's ridiculous. The killer is clearly after ancient Japanese swords. Have you heard of a group called Black September?" "Yes, sir, and I'm aware that members of the Japanese Red Guard participated in an airport massacre in Rome in 1984. But as far as I know, they haven't been active since. I received a report from the State Department yesterday. They seem to think the Red Guard branch of Black September may be in the country." "What do you want me to do about it?" she thought. "I'm dancing as fast as I can. I'd like to see that report, if I may. I'll have it sent over. If there's any chance you can wrap this up before Hetchy's Wingding Sunday night." The mayor must have seen something in her eyes because he quickly backpedaled. "I know, I'm sorry. I know that's unreasonable. But it would be helpful if you could announce that you've got a suspect, or even some new leads." "Your Honor, all I can tell you is that I do have a promising lead, and I'm close to cracking the case. But the answer isn't simple, and it's only going to add to my reputation as a freak magnet." The mayor stared with pursed lips a moment, sipped his drink. He sighed. "I was afraid of that. I'd appreciate it if you'd keep me posted." "Of course. Will you be at the party Sunday night?" He nodded. "I'm not sure that's a good idea. I really have no choice. I said I'd come, and Hetchy is a major campaign contributor. Whoops. A gaffe is when a politician inadvertently tells the truth. How about you? Will you be there?" She nodded. The mayor stood. The interview was over. "Then I'll feel safer," he added. They shook hands and she showed herself out. Harushi was waiting for her in the ballroom. "What did you want to ask me?" "I'd like you to translate a Japanese phrase for me, if I can." "Washi no katana, kaisei." Sarah snarled. The consul blinked. "Give me back my sword." "Excuse me? What you just said? Give me back my sword." "Thank you, Mr. Harushi."